You're taking a staycation. Here's why the grill should become part of your plans. The reports are in and all point to one common theory. People are likely to cancel previous plans to vacation away, especially those considering foreign travel, and instead opt for a staycation. What does this mean for the economy? Of course, there will be negatives with this decision not to travel, but one potential positive is the soar in potential grill sales as people begin to ponder ways to keep home cooking interesting. The many grilling options. Likely the first assessment for most considering a staycation is what to do for food. People often have dining out plans built into their weekly schedule, but due to concerns with visiting populated locations like a restaurant, food truck, or even a street vendor, these locales will likely be one of the first voluntary bans. That means cooking at home just moved to the front of the line. Cooking on the stovetop or on the oven are certainly options, but given you want to keep your body from getting bored, you'll likely want to branch out to the outdoors and start grilling, especially if the weather makes that enticing. Here's where the lessons need to be learned. Don't just settle for cooking direct heat method like you do with hamburgers, hot dogs, and sausages. Learn how to grill with indirect heat, and you'll be in great position to put a variety of foods, including vegetables, animal proteins, and even fruits and nuts, on the grill. Then, the starting point, however, is to assess your current outdoor cooking equipment and decide the following. Is the equipment in good working order to be used frequently? Are there any components of the grill that need replacing? For example, the grill grates, heat shields, igniters, wheels on a portable unit, charcoal pan, water pan, etc. Is the current equipment of adequate size to feed your family all at once? Is the equipment easy to operate, meaning it won't burden you with constant supervision? Does the equipment have an option for a dedicated fuel setup like LP gas conversion to natural gas, which will allow you full use without having to worry about filling LP tanks? If you want to up the flavor of your grill foods, can you easily add wood to the unit? If you're in the market for a new grilling unit, assess the frequency of its use and what you want to be able to cook on it before making the purchase. The more frequent use, the higher quality the materials that make up the grill need to be to keep the grill functional for a very long time. In the end, you not only have peace of mind in knowing you can feed your family great tasting foods, but you'll likely have a great opportunity to bond in a great outdoor environment. Do you plan to take a staycation? Leave us a comment and subscribe to get our latest tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the fire and smoke for all live fire cooking methods. That's Smokin'Licious.